opinions of this program are solely those of the host and do not necessarily reflect those of the KFBK staff or management or its parent company, Clear Channel Communications.
Today on The Travel Guys,
we'll take you to Mackinac Island, Michigan, the legendary resort island without automobiles.
We're going to get an update on the Big Bill. That's the brand new terminal at Sacramento International Airport.
Your last two opportunities today to be a finalist in our Mystery Spot contest.
You're going to love this. Everything you need to know about renting a car and saving money.
All that and more today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is The Travel Guys, and a good Sunday afternoon to you. This is Tom Romano, along with Sports Leisure Vacations.
Mark Hoffman.
And welcome to another fabulous program. So glad you could join us on a great-looking Sunday. I know it's a little extra hot, but we're going to hopefully travel in a couple of places that will cool you down just a little bit. Mark, how's your week been?
It has been outstanding. As you can tell by the tan, I have spent the last week and a half in the Hawaiian Islands.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's hard for people to understand this, but it really is work.
I know you had to go there for work, didn't you?
I went there to do a couple of speaking engagements with a couple of tourism groups, and also Sports Leisure Vacations has an incredible Hawaii trip that we do at late October every year, where we only take 20 people to the islands, and we skip all of the common attractions, and we do things like a chocolate farm and lunch at the new St. Regis Hotel. We're doing a tour of President Obama's childhood haunts in Honolulu, where he grew up, where he went to school, where he was born, those kinds of things. So indeed, we were finalizing all of those things. So while it is hard for people to believe that someone could go to Hawaii to work, indeed, it was a working vacation.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Now, is it too early to sign up for that trip?
No, actually, we only have four more seats remaining. So we ran it for the first time last year, and it's quite popular. It's Kauai, Oahu, and the Big Island of Hawaii, 10 days. In the end of October, we leave the 29th of October. Beautiful time to go to Hawaii. All brand new Marriott resorts or recently redone Marriott resorts, Waikiki Beach, Kauai, on the Kona side of the Big Island. So it's a spectacular tour, and it's all stuff that people wouldn't normally see or do in Hawaii. It's for the person who's already been to Hawaii once or twice and wants to go back and learn about the culture and the history and the people and what the islands are really about, as opposed to just go to a luau and lay on the beach.
Very cool. And they can, if they're interested, they go where?
Oh, I guess, yeah. They could go to sportsleisure.com and get some more information.
This is the time of the program where we get you up to date on what's going on in the news in the world of travel. And with that, Mark Hoffman with the travel news.
Traffic to the Visit Florida website jumped 46% in the month of June. Officials said that the site experienced record traffic with over 700,000 visits, a 46% increase.
And why is that?
Additional advertising driving travelers to the site was funded by a grant from BP.
Now, are people going there to find out information in regards to whether there might be any oil on any of the Gulf Coast
beaches? Tom, I talked to our travel gal this week, and who's down in Florida off and on, and she told us that really the situation is getting worse down there because people now don't know which beaches will be affected on which days.
Right.
So it's tending to make people say, well, since we don't really know what the situation is going to be, advance bookings ahead for the hotels in the Gulf on the Florida side, they're down about 15-20%. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to see some impact. Order a pizza and become an airport security screener. Delivery Pizza appears to be the newest recruiting ground for the Transportation Security Administration. The TSA appears to be getting creative in its efforts to recruit new airport security workers, promising a career where X-ray vision and federal benefits come standard. The agency has become posting help wanted ads on pizza delivery boxes in the Washington, D.C. area. The ads are for positions at Washington's Dulles and Reagan National Airport. Tom, this might be the best travel story of the year. The airline that wanted you to empty your bladder before boarding to save fuel costs now wants to sell you a beer from a keg, no less, in flight.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. I never heard about that first part.
Back in October of 2009, when fuel prices were soaring, all Nippon Airways began an interesting initiative to reduce the airline's carbon footprint by asking passengers to empty their bladders before flying. The airline stated that passengers with empty bladders would be lighter passengers, there would be less lavatory waste, which would translate to a lighter aircraft and reduced fuel consumption.
Wow. Now did Leno do that, something on that? That had to have made Leno or Saturday Night Live.
I'm sure it made the rounds of the late night shows. Last week, though, in a bit of an ironic twist on asking passengers to empty their bladders, the airline has announced, this is All Nippon Airways, has announced they will launch a draft beer keg service on board domestic flights. Each flight will be limited to only 20 available cups of beer. An issue ANA will face in serving draft beer from a keg in flight is air pressure. Kegs are pressurized on the ground, and that pressure changes as the aircraft is pressurized in flight. The kegs will likely employ the hand pump, party pump tap,
yep,
that requires the user to pump air into the keg. A cup of beer from the in-flight keg will cost 1,000 yen, which is about $11 U.S., and it leaves me with this question. Does anybody else out there see the irony in asking passengers to empty their bladders before a flight so that you can sell them an $11 beer?
Well, sure. There's a lot of sense to that. I love that. By the way, I don't know why I'm thinking of this. One of my favorite things when I fly is I'll buy a bag of chips, and then I enjoy watching the bag swell up and inflate during flight.
Uh-huh.
It's just I don't know.
Some people are more easily amused than others. All right. What do you suppose the top 10 cities in the U.S. and Canada are to travel to? According to the readers of Travel and Leisure magazine.
Well, since you gave me a copy of the travel news and I see them here in front of me, it would I would be really look really smart by guessing, so I can't.
Oh,
but
I see.
What where would they be?
Well,
Mark,
in reverse,
what is the top 10?
In reverse order, America, and I think this is a pretty darn good list. They've only left one destination off here I would have included. Number 10 is Washington, D.C.
Number 9?
Victoria, British Columbia, one of my favorites.
Number 8?
Quebec City, Canada, which is also one of my favorites. Europe and the United States. And the next is?
Number 7, New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah, you betcha. Number 6, the Olympic City, Vancouver.
Number 5, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Number 4, the Windy City of Chicago.
Number 3, Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, travel reporter Clayton Whitehead's favorite. And number 2, right here, our own city by the bay, San Francisco.
And number 1, Mark?
In the United States and Canada, according to Travel and Leisure magazine readers, is the Big Apple, New York City.
I have to ask you, now, your travelers of sports leisure vacation, based on, the years that you've been doing this, give me the top 3 destinations, the ones that you think are the most popular. We won't do 10, we'll just do the top 3.
Well, not necessarily we've taken the most people to, but the places that consistently come back with the highest ratings, New York City is absolutely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Quebec City is absolutely one of them. This list provides right away. Victoria is, I would say, is one of our most popular destinations. We take the most people to San Francisco because it's just down the road.
There you go.
But and of course, people look at regional destinations. People who live in Sacramento look at San Francisco and things that are close to us a lot differently than they look at faraway destinations. And likewise, people on the other side of the country say, wow, San Francisco is really exotic, and we can all drive there in an hour and a half. So it's kind of where you are and what's going on. But anyway, it's an interesting list from Travel and Leisure magazine.
And there you have it. There is the travel news for this Sunday, the 18th. Da-dun, 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 da-dun. Coming up on the Travel Guys in just a little while, we're going to be talking with road reporter Clayton Whitehead from Mackinac Island. But next,
Travel Guys, we're going to give you some tips about renting a car at the airport. I was in Hawaii for the last week and a half, and I witnessed some things that just boggled my mind. Maybe some tips that I can help you save a few dollars and not get ripped off the next time that you rent a car in an airport or anywhere else on this planet.
Want to take a special moment here. We have an announcement for our 4 previous winners and the qualifiers, if you will, for the Mystery Spot contest. Mark?
If you are one of the four previous winners, we would ask, please call the station at 921-1530 right now, 1-800-835-1530, and give us a call right now so that we can reconfirm and get you all set up for the travel trivia contest that will take place in 2 weeks on the program when we decide who is going to New York or Hawaii.
Okay, thanks for joining us. We're the Travel Guys. More to come right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
I'm going to take a little time to drive. Watch these valley roads unwind. Leave a little bit early. Leave behind my stress and worry.
Dollar hot dogs, $2 beers, dollar bleacher seats, and affordable luxury cars. Said it again, affordable luxury cars. But it's true. Hi, this is Kitty O'Neill for Lexus of Roseville and Lexus of Sacramento. And the Lexus pre-owned event is as hot as a Sacramento summer day. How about a certified pre-owned Lexus with 3 years or 100,000-mile warranty? They're also loaded with other makes of pre-owned luxury cars and SUVs. You'll find super deals at both Lexus stores. Come check out their great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs now at the elite of Lexus dealers. Sacramento on Fulton Avenue or Roseville at the Roseville Auto Mall. Or log on to LexusOfSacramento.com or LexusOfRoseville.com.
Taking the long way.
Spilled from a blown out BP well, now reaching the coast of every.
Then talk about the news.
We're heading into 100 days with this oil spill.
With Rush Limbaugh, Tom Sullivan, and Sean Hannity.
News Talk 1530 KFBK.
We couldn't imagine functioning without the advice of our CPA.
Mark Cuneo, Vice President of Grower Relations, Sebastiani Vineyards and Winery.
We just finished a new multi-million dollar winery, and without our CPA being involved in all of the capital planning, financing, and the leasing of equipment, we would have never realized our dreams of creating our quality product.
Certified public accountants are at the heart of sound financial decision-making, providing objective financial guidance to help companies grow and families build financial security.
Our CPA is very much a member of the team. Emma's dog is even painted on the wall of the tasting room.
Make sure your CPA is a member of the California Society of Certified Public Accountants. Trusted, objective, at the heart of sound financial decisions.
There really always has been a CPA involved in the decisions. It's really kept us in business for over 100 years and family-owned and operated for over 100 years.
To ask a CPA, visit us at calcpa.org.
This is News Talk 1530 KFBK. It must be Sunday noon because it's the Travel Guys show. Coming up on the Travel Guys...
There's a charge for your carry-on luggage.
How would you like to find out the 1,000 places that you need to see before you dive? Got that coming up.
Road reporter Clayton Whitehead checks in from Madrid, Spain.
And a giant rabbit jumping in or out of a suitcase. I'm not sure. We're going to talk about the big build out at the International Airport with a spokesperson coming up shortly as well.
All that and more next on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road.
Thanks for joining us. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, along with Sports Leisure Vacations' Mark Hoffman. And as I promised you, Mark's going to share with us some valuable information about your car rentals. Okay.
Before we do that, we need to do our mystery spot contest. This is your last opportunity to qualify for our travel trivia contest, which will be held in 2 weeks. We have already qualified 4 winners, and today we are going to qualify 2 more. But today is going to be a little different.
How's that?
Today you can only guess online.
Online at?
At travelguysradio.com.
How about sportsleisure.com?
You can go to sportsleisure.com and hit the link to go to the Travel Guys site.
Travelguysradio.com.
No spaces, all one word.
Got it.
First time stamped entry wins. You can enter as many times as you like, but the earliest time stamped entry will win. And also, we will pick one random entry from today's online entries and enter that person in the contest.
So, if you're not smart, you're like Tom, maybe you're just lucky. You can just be the lucky guy.
That's all you have to be. So today we're going to have a travel spot winner and a random winner. You can go to travelguysradio.com. Here are the first two clues, and then we'll have two more at the end of the segment. First clue for today's mystery spot, remember me.
Remember me.
Second clue, Pee-wee Herman says it has no basement.
I made this clue up, folks.
This is a real trivia clue.
Pee-wee Herman, yes.
Remember me.
Yes.
Second clue.
Pee-wee Herman says there is no basement.
If you think you know the mystery spot and you would like to qualify to win your choice of a trip to New York City or Hawaii, what you do right now is go to your computer, go to travelguysradio.com, and make your guess as to what you think the mystery spot is. The guess with the earliest time-dated stamp will be the winner. And we'll have some more clues for you at the end of this segment.
All right. And moving on, travel guys now go, kind of on the road, if you will. Mark, let's talk about renting automobiles. It's almost impossible to travel without needing a car rental at one time or another.
I was in Hawaii for a week and a half, and I have to tell you, I had occasion to rent an automobile a couple of times for a day. And what I saw in automobile rental offices just absolutely blew me away, because many people who rent cars only do so occasionally. So they're not real familiar with all of the policies and procedures and things. And car rental companies have a base price, and then kind of like airlines have done now, they have a lot of add-ons that you can do. You know, you can get a GPS, and you can get a child safety seat, and you can get all of these wonderful add-on things. And the other thing they try to sell you is insurance. They try to sell you liability insurance. They try to sell you injury insurance and insurance to cover the vehicle when it's not being – can't be used because it's been damaged. And the reality is that these insurances and these extra add-ons that you don't need can add up to $20, $30, $40 a day. They can be a huge percentage of the car rental bill. And – in most cases, your own personal – if you have your own personal car insurance, it will cover you when you drive another person's automobile. It will cover you for liability, et cetera. And I'm not an insurance agent, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you we'll cover every situation. But in almost every circumstance, you don't need that extra insurance those guys are selling you. And the reason they're pushing it so hard, hidden secret, they get a special commission – in many cases, on selling you that extra insurance. That's why you're seeing it. I stood behind a man and a woman who spent about 10 minutes trying to decide whether they wanted the insurance until I finally got frustrated and explained to them the reason this guy is pushing this on you is because he gets a commission. First, they will tell you, well, they'll say, you know, all right, you have insurance, and that'll cover the cost of the repair of the car. But does your insurance cover the cost of the car not being operable for us? Because then we're going to charge you for every day the car is down. If you have an American Express card, and many other credit cards do the same thing, but if you have an American Express card, charge your car rental on your American Express card. It provides secondary insurance to your personal coverage. Now you've got another layer, which is basically the layer the car rental company is trying to sell you. So it's unbelievable how many people go into a car rental agency and just have no idea what's about to happen to them. And if you're renting a car for a day, and now on a weekday, it's easily $100, lots of times, to get a full-size car. And this is just an extra expense that you really, really, really don't need. And it's really being forced on you by the salesman at the car rental counter, who really doesn't care about whether or not you're covered. He cares whether or not he gets a few extra dollars in his pocket.
Now, if you have any questions in regards to whether your individual insurance company will cover you when you're driving another automobile, which I think they all do, the best bet is, and like Mark said, we're not insurance experts, but you know, a simple check with your insurance company will get you the answer.
And another tip, before you take a vacation, this is off the subject of rental cars, but something that just pops into mind. If you're going to head someplace on a vacation, make sure – and it's way away from where you – and you don't normally go there. You're going to use your credit card. You might want to call your credit card company. Tell them, look, I'm going to travel to Japan, or I'm going to Hawaii, or I'm going to South Carolina, so that when charges start showing up, they don't put a hold on your credit card and put you in an awkward situation.
Mark, let me ask you, do you plan ahead if you're going to be vacationing starting in 3 months. Should you go ahead and call the rental companies? Is there an advantage to call them ahead of time and reserve an automobile? Do you get a better price? Does it make any sense?
You're not going to get a better price by reserving more in advance. What you will avoid is that car rental companies have stopped replenishing their fleets because of the downturn in the economy. You're getting cars that have more miles on them. Rental companies are keeping less inventory and have, in some cases, moved their inventory around to different cities to accommodate. So you can find shortages. So sometimes you get into a situation that didn't happen before. 4 or 5 days before a trip, you might call a busy city, and if there's a special event going on, there are no cars. So I do recommend that you reserve one in advance. If you find a better price, you can always pick one up. One place I recommend that you go to check out car rental prices, airline prices, etc., is kayak.com. It's a website, kayak.com, and you can compare hotel prices, airline prices, the like. They can send you to specific websites from there, or you can do your own shopping and just see what you like the best.
A lot of times when you book your airline flight, they're on the website. Southwest is one. Gives you the opportunity to connect and get a rental at the same time. Is that a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You will find that generally the car rental prices, if you're purchasing it in a package with your airline ticket, will save you money. So you absolutely want to take advantage of that option. And the other thing is, here's what I did. I get to Hawaii. I flew on Hawaiian Airlines. So I went to the Hawaiian Airlines website when I got ready to rent the car and rented it through their website. And I know from the price that I got that I probably saved about $20 over the price that it would have been if I'd have gone to enterprise.com and rented it from them. One other quick thing. This involves filling the gas tank. Rental car companies now are trying to sell you a full tank of gas. Mm-hmm. In other words, you leave with a full tank and you have no responsibility whatsoever to fill the tank when you come back. However much gas is in it, they fill it up. They charge you for a full tank at a slightly discounted price, usually about 5 to 10% below what you can buy it locally on the street. The problem is that unless you know how big that gas tank is and you're absolutely certain that you're going to bring it back with a gallon or less in it or two, you're getting had. I mean, you are really, truly getting had. You are much better off to take the car yourself, fill it up before you come back, and take those few extra minutes, because literally it's the difference between paying $20 or $30 for gasoline that you never used.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have – it's difficult to know in a lot of cases, unless it's been a destination that you've gone before and have some experience as to whether you're going to deplete that tank or not.
Bottom line, when you're getting ready to rent a car, think about it ahead of time. Don't just go online and – go online, do a little shopping, do a little comparing. If you need to call a car rental company and ask some questions, or your insurance company and ask some questions before you go on vacation, could save you a sizable amount of money.
You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and once again, we're going to give you some clues to the mystery spot. This is the mystery spot that you can only guess and win online today at TravelGuysRadio.com. Mark, what do we have?
If you think you know the mystery spot, the clues we gave earlier in the show, Remember Me and Pee Wee Herman Says It Has No Basement. Here's another clue to add. There's a whole chain of historic sites like me right in California.
Coming up, road reporter Clayton Whitehead takes us across Mackinac Island. He's an expert. You're really going to enjoy what he has to say. That's coming up next, right here on the Travel Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and time to hook up with our road reporter, Clayton Whitehead. Mark, where are we finding Clayton today?
Clayton is, well, he is not on Mackinac Island, but Clayton is an expert on Mackinac Island, having taken groups there over the last decade and a half many times. And he is here today to tell us a little bit about what I think is one of America's most unique resort destinations. Good afternoon, Mr. Whitehead.
How you doing, Mark? Tom, great hearing from both of you.
Thanks, buddy.
So, Clayton, tell us a little bit about this amazing island in the Great Lakes region up off of the shores of Michigan.
Yes, it is. It is in the northwestern corner of Lake Huron, right by the Straits of Mackinac. That's the place where the upper and the lower peninsulas come together in Michigan State. And it's just a little Victorian island paradise that not enough Americans know about, but to tell you the truth, I'm kind of glad about that because I like having it to myself.
Now, we in our promo during the week here, we promoted this piece, and we indicated that, it is no automobiles. What's that about?
Absolutely. Back in the early 20th century, I understand someone brought one of those newfangled motor cars to the island, and it scared some of the horses, and they outlawed them. And even though it's now the 21st century, they've never brought cars onto the island since then. I think hidden away, maybe they have an emergency vehicle or two, but you absolutely do not see any cars or trucks when you're on the island. Everybody moves around either by horse-drawn carriage or by bicycle or on their feet.
Tom, we probably should remind folks that are listening and might be near a computer that you can go to travelguysradio.com right now, and if you're not familiar with Mackinac Island, you can see a map of Michigan, which will kind of explain to you and show you where Mackinac Island is there, as Clayton was describing to you. Clayton, there are some really unique features of Mackinac, some of them brought about by the lack of automobile transportation. My understanding is that the only vehicles on the island are the ambulance and the fire engine.
I guess that's true. I've been there many, many times, and I've never seen any of that. I think they have it hidden away pretty well. Of course, if there's no cars allowed on the island, that means there's no bridge to the island either. The only way to get back and forth from the mainland would be on a ferry. There's three different competing ferry lines for the service, and they leave from St. Ignace on the north and Mackinac City on the south. It's about a 15 or 20-minute ferry ride, and then you find yourself in this beautiful little Victorian vacation paradise. One of the most extraordinary things about the island is its real focal point, and that would be the Grand Hotel, a beautiful hotel built over 100 years ago, wooden, long, sits up on the hill. If you go back in your memory bank and remember that sweet movie Somewhere in Time from the mid-'80s, it was filmed there at the Grand Hotel, a movie about time travelers mm-hmm. falling in love. And the movie still represents the island so very, very well, because when modern-day travelers go over, you really are going back in time to a simpler and a quiet time. And it's very romantic, I tell you. It's extremely romantic, but also a place you can have a great workout since there are no vehicles allowed. Bicycles are the main ways that people get around. And there's a number of bicycle rental facilities, so you don't have to take a bike with you. You don't have to worry about shipping a bike cross-country. You can go and rent one for a few dollars an hour, ride around the mountain, over the mountain. There's bike trails everywhere, off-road trails.
Now, Clayton, give us an idea. How big is Mackinac Island?
If I recall correctly, Mark, it's about 7 miles around. It actually is a Michigan State Highway that encircles the shoreline all the way around, and unique, of course, in that no vehicles have ever driven on it. But I believe it's about 7, maybe 8 miles max. You can do the loop in about 20 minutes, I guess, if you're really pedaling hard. And the scenery is absolutely extraordinary, north, south, east, and west.
Give me a typical Clayton Whitehead day on Mackinac Island from start to finish for you.
Well, first of all, you sleep late, absolutely. And when you do wake up, you are awakened to the sound of horse hooves out on the streets. You get up, have a leisurely breakfast, then tour the island by horse and carriage. That'll take you through the state park on the island and by some of the historic sites. And that horse and carriage tour ends at the front steps of the Grand Hotel, where you go in, have a bit of a hotel tour, and then enjoy their lavish lunch buffet, and then spend the rest of the afternoon sitting on their front porch, which they boast to be the longest front porch in America. It's 440 feet long, probably has 200 rocking chairs on it. And you just spend the rest of the day watching the ferry boats come and go to Mackinac from the mainland. Maybe curl up with a good book. Definitely have some wine as the sun sets.
And Clayton, I know that you've been there many times with a group of mature travelers, and so there are a lot of sightseeing options that are available to folks on the island, too, and those are also done in somewhat of a unique fashion.
Sure. All of the sightseeing, again, would be done if you're in a group setting with these horse and carriage tours, and you don't have to arrive on the island as a part of a group to join in these tours. They happen throughout the day, and you just go at a little kiosk in the center of town, and you can hop aboard the next one. Or you can rent a bike and do things on your own. Or there are a growing number of bike tour companies where a group of 6 or 8 people will get together with a local guide, and you'll cycle together around or over the island and visit some of the historic sites. And then, as I said, there's always walking, which is great. But the tourists, or fudgies as they're called there, have to be very, very careful of their step.
And that would be?
Well, there's two kinds of fudge on Mackinac Island. One is the kind you buy in little chocolate shops and eat. And the second kind of fudge, well, that's the kind you find on the streets. Like I say, there are a lot of horses there.
There you go.
So the fudgies have to watch their steps as they walk around the island.
Road reporter Clayton Whitehead joining us on the Travel Guys to talk with us today about Mackinac Island. Clayton, any closing thoughts?
I suggest minimum 2 nights stay, but 3 nights maximum. That way, just in case you get a little precipitation, you've got plenty of daylight hours and sunny hours left in order to do and see everything.
And we should also tell people that really and truly Mackinac is a very seasonal destination. It is absolutely a summertime destination. And
sure.
Probably
the hotels begin closing down usually around the 1st of October, and by October 31st, by Halloween, the island is completely closed down. And it opens, you know, it starts opening in the spring, usually late April, May. It depends on how harsh the winter is, but certainly very much a seasonal destination. My personal favorite time to go is in September. The crowds are down, the weather's still good, and everything is on half-price sale.
Some folks may recognize Mackinac Island from a very famous movie.
Right, Somewhere in Time. Christopher Reeve, Jane Seymour.
Yes.
Came out around 1985 and is still one of the best, most romantic movies ever made.
Great
and
film.
It was made on Mackinac Island. And they indeed brought in an automobile for that movie and paid a fee, I believe it was around $25,000, for the right to have an automobile on the island. And all they did was drive it up, I think, a couple of times into the portico at the Grand Hotel or something like that.
That's true, Mark. I know most of our listeners are Californians. The book that movie is based on, called Bid Time Return, is actually written about a love affair at the Hotel Del Coronado down in San Diego. But when they made the movie, the Hotel Del was going through renovations and was not able to host the movie crew. So they went out looking for another big old white wooden hotel, and their search took them to Mackinac Island. And I'm glad it did. I think the story goes very well with that little island paradise.
Clayton, thank you so much for your report on a destination that has been a favorite with sports leisure travelers for many years. I know you are headed back there this September. It's one of my favorites also, Mackinac Island.
Absolutely. Be heading back September the 12th with a group of travelers, and hope some of the listeners will think about joining us.
Road reporter Clayton Whitehead here on the Travel Guys with Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Thanks, Clayton.
Thank you, gentlemen. Talk to you later.
Now that Clayton has told us about Mackinac Island, we need to get you to Mackinac Island on the ferry. And we're going to talk to a ferry boat captain, Chris Shepler, right after the break. Also get an update on the big build out at Sacramento International Airport. You are listening to The Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Hi, this is Sean Davis, the host of a show every Saturday called Uncommon Investments and Resources. Join us at 11 a.m. If you want the different, if you want the uncommon, you won't want to miss this show. News Talk 1530 KFBK.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
There's a place where you feel like you're standing in the Rose Garden, ready to fire questions at the president. Well, until a thorn pricks you. Then it's back to reality. Here you have all access. iHeart Access. iHeart Radio.
People have all kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I didn't plug it in. I'll turn it off later. It's not my music. It's just one phone charger. So, we don't have those Energy Star appliances. So that old window leaks. How much energy and money could the new ones really save?
Maybe it's time to stop making excuses and start doing some simple things to save the energy and resources we can.
Because a little here and a little there can add up to a lot later. And you just never know what people will need in the future. My name is
Sarah, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
America's favorite quiz show is Jeopardy. Here's the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, with an important message.
MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, is dedicated to defeating 9 forms of muscular dystrophy, as well as dozens of other neuromuscular diseases. MDA-funded scientists are making very encouraging progress. We are going to defeat muscular dystrophy.
To learn more, log on to KFBK.com. Keyword MDA.
It's Sunday, July 18th, and here's what's happening today at Elk Grove Toyota. When you compare the giant selection and low prices offered to you at Elk Grove Toyota, you'll see that we have exactly what you're looking for.
I saved $4,833.
I saved $2,970.
I saved $3,229.
People from all over the Sacramento area that have been shopping for the right selection and right prices on new and certified pre-owned Toyotas are coming to Elk Grove Toyota today and finding that comparison shopping pays off.
I drove 40 minutes to buy my car at Elk Grove Toyota.
I was willing to travel from Sacramento to Elk Grove to buy my truck here.
No matter where you live in the Sacramento area, before you buy a new or certified pre-owned Toyota, come to Elk Grove Toyota and see for yourself why so many people like you come here to save.
We researched Vacaville, we researched Roseville, but I found exactly what I was looking for here at Elk Grove Toyota.
I compared prices online and bought my car at Elk Grove Toyota.
Elk Grove Toyota, Highway 99 at Elk Grove Boulevard in the Elk Grove Auto Mall.
We built this city.
I'm an innovator in designing heating and air conditioning systems for green buildings.
I'm the one who keeps your HVAC project on time and on budget.
I'm your Smagna contractor, and I help build this city.
More experience, more innovation, more green. That's Sacramento's mechanical and sheet metal contractors. For a list of Smagna member contractors, visit smacnasac.org.
We built this city.
Again, thanks for joining us. This is The Travel Guys. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman.
All right, we have a special guest now joining us live from one of the ferry boats on Lake Huron, heading for, to or from Mackinac Island, is Chris Shepler of the Shepler Mackinac Island Ferry. Good morning, Chris. How are things up in Mackinac today?
Things are great. We're, of course, we're in the afternoon here on the East Coast, so I'm going to refer to it as afternoon. And yes, I'm headed to Mackinac Island aboard the motor vessel Felicity. I should be entering the harbor here in about 7 or 8 minutes.
Now, Chris, we had road reporter Clayton Whitehead on earlier in the program, and he was telling us a little bit about Mackinac. But you are the man who helped people get to this amazing resort island. Tell us a little bit about where's the jumping off point and how long does it take to get to the island? Is this a difficult trip? Is it expensive? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the trip, we have two ports. We operate out of a little town in northern Michigan in the Upper Peninsula, which is just on the north side of the Mackinac Bridge called St. Ignace. And then we also operate in on the south side of the Mackinac Bridge in a little town called Mackinac City. We take about 16 minutes to get out there, so that's about an 8-mile trip, and we're running just a little over 30 miles an hour, so they're high-speed crafts that get you out there. The price for adult is $21 for the adult round-trip fare if you purchase it online at sheplersferry.com, and then if you buy it at the ticket window, it's $24 for the adult.
Now, Shepler, your family has been taking ferry boats to Mackinac Island for more than just a few years.
That is correct. My grandfather started this business back in 1942 with a 6-passenger speedboat that he built, and he ran it a charter business. We didn't own a dock. We used our competitor's dock at that time. We had a dock on the mainland, and you know, my grandfather would get phone calls from everywhere, mainly Chicago, where the families were either taking the train up or they were driving up. And they needed a late-night departure. So they'd call my grandfather. He'd get out of bed, fire up the boat, and run them over to the island at any time of the day. And that's kind of how we started. And right now we have 6 ferries that take you out to Mackinac Island. They're all high-speed. And we run start on May 1st, and we run through October 31st. So it's a 6 months on, 6 months off. And, yeah, that's kind of how we all started and where we are today. I'm a third-generation captain as well as owner-operator of the ferry company.
In addition to all the facilities on the island, and we've talked to people about the fact that you can stay on the island, and prices out on the island are fairly expensive, not ridiculous, but it's a little bit pricey to stay overnight on the island. But there is an alternative. Folks can stay on the mainland there in Mackinac City and commute out to the island and spend the day. Heck, they could do that a couple of times. Because there are a lot of facilities there in Mackinac City, and dare I say they are perhaps a little bit more family-friendly from a pricing standpoint.
That is correct. And I don't, you know, being on the island, everything is on any kind of island, no matter where you go. Things are a little bit more expensive because of the transportation costs involved of the food and the lumber to build the hotel and all of those things. So the destination of Mackinac Island tends to be a little bit more pricey than the mainland. But in Mackinac City, what a family-friendly place that is, as well as St. Ignace. And if I can touch on St. Ignace just for a moment, we have here in St. Ignace every Saturday night from July 4th through Labor Day, there is a fireworks show, a 15-minute fireworks show. They fire them off our boats. We take our freight boat out in the middle of Moran Bay here in St. Ignace and have a 15-minute fireworks show, absolutely free for the public, and families just love that aspect. Mackinac City, which is on the south side of the Mackinac Bridge or in the Lower Peninsula, there are several shops in downtown. It's a very quaint little ferry town, if you will. It's right on the water. There's a Mackinac Crossings, which is a 52-shop retail shopping complex, and they do a laser light show every night as well. And so the town is very walkable throughout the day, so it really lends to families coming and using Mackinac City or St. Ignace or Mackinac Island as the destination, and sometimes hubbing and spoking out of, you know, either St. Ignace or Mackinac City.
And not to mention the fact that there is a wonderful, virtually unknown, just over the Canadian border in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, across the border from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, a wonderful fall foliage train that goes up and to see the fall colors and stuff. That's another story for another day. Chris, I don't want you to run into the dock, so I'm going to let you go. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure, Mark and Tom. You guys have a great day in Sacramento, and we'll be chatting at you soon.
All right. Thank you. Chris Shepler from the Mackinac Island Ferry with us this afternoon on the Travel Guys.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to give you the latest on the big build out of the airport and more on the Mystery Spot Contest. If you're a former qualifier to the contest, we have a special message for you right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Stay tuned.
BK and KFBK.com.
Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, along with
Mark Hoffman
of Sports Leisure Vacation.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Let's talk a little bit about the airport and what's going on out there. For those of you who haven't been out there for a while, you might not be, or you haven't been a regular listener to the Travel Guys, you might not be aware of the fact that Sacramento is getting a big new terminal addition.
And it's coming along pretty well. I'll tell you, I was out there just this past week, and every time I go out there, just more and more gets done. It's enormous.
And the new terminal is going to have two levels. There'll be an arrival and a departure level, which you're familiar with if you do a lot of traveling. A lot of airports are built that way. But in Sacramento, we have never had the luxury of being able to separate arrivals and departures. And so the new terminal is going to have a lot more room. It has not been completely determined who's going to be where yet. But I can tell you that Southwest Airlines will be located in the new terminal because they are by far the largest carrier in Sacramento. So they will get the new facility just like they got the new facility last time. The rest of it fall where it may. One thing that is really important right now, though, as all the construction is going on at the airport, there is now, instead of a way to get into Terminal A and a way to get into Terminal B, there is now only one entrance to the airport. And Tom, as you probably found out when you went out to pick up your daughter this week, because I think you mentioned it was the middle part of the day.
It was about 11 a.m.
Yeah, and see, what happens in the middle of the day is you get that first wave of East Coast flights start arriving on the West Coast, and the planes are then turning around to go back. So you've got, in essence, people coming to the airport to pick folks up and people coming to the airport to take off on that plane when it leaves. So the busiest part of the day at the airport is the middle part of the day. Mm-hmm. And so if you're catching a flight out of Sacramento in the middle part of the day, you absolutely – we've been telling people 15 minutes. I would tell you until Labor Day, give yourself 30 extra minutes because there may not be parking available in the main garage because now there's only one parking lot. And plus the extended lot. And if you're out in the extended lot, it takes a while to get the shuttle back into the terminal. It's cheaper, save you a lot of money, but you need to allow a little bit more time. Also, if you're picking someone up or you're dropping someone off, you need to allow a few extra minutes because it's going to take you more time to work your way through the traffic there. And patience is really a virtue. And the police officers are not going to let you sit on the curb and wait 20 minutes for your passenger to arrive.
There you go. And be sure to use the cell phone lots. Cell phone lots, of course, is the place where you can go and park for free just outside the airport area. Get a call from your arrivee, if you will, and say, I'm here, come by and get me. And then you can swing around and stop and pick them up and you're out.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing is that this is a little known fact, but some of the cheapest gasoline consistently is at the ARCO station out at the airport.
Really?
And so if you allow yourself a little extra time, you get there, you've got a few extra minutes. They've got a car wash at the service station there. You can fill up. I mean, you know, in other words, the point is if you allow yourself a little bit more time, you take away the stress at the beginning of your vacation or you're meeting somebody that you've eagerly been awaiting their arrival. And, you know, why not make it a pleasant experience, not only for yourself, but for all the other people who are fighting through the traffic out there? Allow a little bit of extra time.
There you go. All right. In 2 weeks, we'll be back on the air. That's going to be about August the 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
And we need to. We would like to hear from all of our previous trivia travel mystery spot contest winners. If you previously qualified for our final round here on the Mystery Spot Contest, give us a call right now at 921-1530. Only the four previous winners, please. And remember, there are two more winners being decided online today. If you haven't already made your guess, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com and guess the Mystery Spot for today. Remember, the clues were, remember me, Pee Wee Herman says it has no basement, and finally, there's a whole chain of historic sites like me right in California. But, well, let me give you a clue. This one is not in California.
Now, did we not have one more clue that we were going to throw out, Mark, that the...
One more clue?
One final clue.
One final mystery spot clue. Davy Crockett.
There you go. Davy Crockett. All right. In 2 weeks, if all goes well...
The travel trivia contest right here. We will decide who goes to New York or Hawaii. You'll want to be listening and see if you're smarter than the winners.
All
smarter
right.
than a fifth grader or whatever.
Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. You have yourself a wonderful rest of your day.
The top news, weather, and traffic on the hour, on the half, and when.